One of our favorites, Dan, on the line. And, boy, I'll tell you, every single town and city has got a problem with their budgets because they don't know if it's going to go up, if it's going to stay the same. And we're starting with the mayor of Windsor, Donald Trink.
And he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Brad and Dan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, I know you probably did expect this. And what is the situation with all of the towns, Mr. Mayor? I mean, seriously, you can't plan anything.
The current situation at the legislature is making it extremely difficult, as you know, for any of the municipalities to set a budget. 131 out of 169 towns saw significant decreases in their state aid. So to plan a budget, in our numbers, and it went from anywhere from $0 to $9 million.
Wow.
I mean, depending on what they do with the teachers' retirement and what they do with our state aid, it puts a lot of fear and uncertainty in our voters, and I think that was a big part of our budget not passing on Tuesday night.
Well, that would be the question. The budget, which was put before the voters on Tuesday, obviously anticipated some reduction in state aid. Did it include the possibility that the town would also have to pick up some of the teachers' pension fund, Mr. Mayor?
Well, we put in a spending increase of less than 1%. So it was really strictly a revenue-based budget that we put out. And we put in $1 million cushion, anticipating that at the very least that would be what we could expect from the state. The uncertainty, though, just, you know, really, I think, got to a lot of people and a lot of frustration at the state and arguably federal level. And the unknown, I mean, we're prepared for, we could absorb that million plus, you know, some others a little bit. But, you know, when you're talking $3 million, $5
million, wow.
And it's of $111 million budget, that is a significant decrease.
So what happens next? Are you going to have another vote before the budget is cobbled together at the state level? What's going to happen?
Well, I think at this point we had to have a budget in before July 1st, pass or fail by our charter, and it lost only by 145 votes, which is relatively speaking not bad, but nonetheless it's a loss. And I think at this point we're going to just wait until the legislature has some resolution as far as what we can expect, and then formulate the next budget around that.
You know, one of your things, Mr. Mayor, though, the way that you have run Windsor, and you have both sides of the aisle, I mean, you're all working together, and it didn't surprise me that, you know, this is how the voters voted. But again, they know that you folks are prepared. But I tell you, if this is what's going to happen, okay, to the entire state of Connecticut, we are in for a big, big surprise.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And quite frankly, there's a lot of frustration on the municipal level that, you know, this group of legislators has been meeting since February. And quite frankly, we're no closer to a budget than we were in the open of the session. And I really believe that they've just got to put everything aside, start on day one working on the budget, and not waiting for, well, in this case, a special session. You know, we have to have our budgets in by July 1st, and, you know, that has now become the norm of not knowing what the state is going to be doing.
We're talking with the mayor of Windsor, Don Trinks. Mr. Mayor, because there's talk over at the Capitol, Brad and I heard it yesterday, they might not have a budget ready by July 1st.
That's
if
right.
If they don't, how does this affect a town budget like Windsor's?
Well, what we did as a result of the no votes prevailing Tuesday night is we're going to basically resort back to last year's. Now, the unfortunate thing about that is we still have to finance that. And we met last night, and we had a hole because we had a drop in our grand list. So to use round numbers, you know, say last year's was $110 million, and we only had $108 million for revenue. So last night, regrettably, we had to vote to raise the mill rate just to keep last year's and in anticipation of what may come from the state.
Mayor Treakes, have you talked to other mayors in Connecticut? You know, this is something that hasn't been talked about that much, and that's why I'm so happy when Dan talked with you to get you to come on the program so that we could kind of set it up for our listeners in other towns and states here in Connecticut, because this is going to be a major, major problem.
You're absolutely right, and we've been trying to press that urgency out there that, you know, that unfortunately statewide there's only a finite amount of money, and it really comes down to a choice of do you raise taxes and put more burden on your citizens, or you drastically reduce services. And, you know, in the service industry, all we, you know, we don't build anything, we just provide service, and services equal jobs. So, I mean, you've got the livelihoods, the careers of people that are very uncertain about what's going to happen when we finally get a budget that is agreeable to the public and provides the services that we like to do.
I want to go back to a couple of things you said. The grand list fell by how much?
It was pretty significant this year for Windsor. We had a couple of our larger corporations where the abatements kicked in. Now there's still, you know, a net gain, but when you go back to back, you know, year wise, it means that, and I don't have the exact number, but it was significant enough for us to have to raise revenue just to pay last year's budget.
And you're saying right now what you've put together then essentially is an increase in the mill rate. Is that right?
That is correct.
By how much?
About 2 points, I believe. The numbers are, our mill rate is still going to be, I think, barely competitive at 32.45, I'm sorry.
Right. And now, would this have to be placed before voters, or what would have to happen next?
No. The council voted on it last night, and it will be in effect when the tax bills go out.
On July, well, and the new fiscal year starts July 1st. The tax bills will be going out, I would imagine, within the next few days?
Yeah, very shortly.
Yeah. Wow.
It is, as you know, you guys are and I would even say far more well-versed in this statewide than I am. But again, you know, you're looking at 131 towns.
Yep.
That are seeing significant cuts in their state aid. And it is very frustrating. And I share the frustration that the people expressed Tuesday night. We're all taxpayers here. Everyone on the council are taxpayers. And we see it, and we don't want it. But then again, you know, you want your community to be a draw, so you don't want to decimate your services.
So roughly, we got about 30 seconds left. What would that mean, that mill rate going up, let's say, on a home of $150,000 or something like that?
It'll probably be about 100 and change. The proposed budget of 4.2 was a increase of $186 on a $200,000 home. So break the math down a little bit. You're probably talking, you know, low 100, 120, 100.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'm glad that we talk with you, and this is what it's going to be like. But I'll tell you something right now. What Dan and I saw yesterday at the state capitol, we were both shocked. We were absolutely shocked because they have not got it together yet.
Absolutely not. And it's the detriment and the fear and the anxiety that it's causing among the citizenry is unimaginable. It's hard to describe. And I think we really saw as a good part of what failed our budget was just that.
Mayor, we're out of time. Thanks so much. You
gentlemen,
take care.
Thank you.